USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It's like a tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn.
Yeah, because...
And James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump welcomes ICE agents to the White House. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
At the White House, President Trump posted ICE agents recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to keep our borders safe. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on why President Trump is the man to fix our immigration system.
Most everything that he's done as far as immigration goes is effective. What he's doing is he's shining a spotlight on the problem, and until we solve that problem, we're going to continue to discuss this issue. Illegal immigration continues to rage. The amount of drugs across the border continues to flow across almost unfettered. In my 21-year career as a Border Patrol agent, we discuss this issue year in and year out, but we finally have a president that is actually trying to do something about it.
And a look now at your money on Wall Street, the market continuing last week's gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 56 points, the NASDAQ up 4, and the S&P 500 up almost 7 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
President Trump will likely revoke more security clearances from Obama-era employees at the Justice Department and other government agencies. Supporting this move, Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with details.
White House national security advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week he backs President Trump's controversial decision to revoke the security clearance of former CIA director John Brennan.
It's something that I think was originally suggested by Senator Rand Paul, perhaps others. I was aware of it along with, I think, most of the president's other senior national security advisors a few weeks ago.
Bolton says Brennan and others in the Obama administration have been politicizing intelligence.
A woman falls from a cruise ship at sea and lives to tell about it. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
46-year-old British citizen Kay Longstaff says she fell from a Norwegian cruise line vessel in the Adriatic Sea on Sunday and was saved by the Croatian Coast Guard.
I fell off the back of the Norwegian Star, and I was in the water for 10 hours. So these wonderful guys rescued me.
Carrie Marafiotti is an American citizen who was also aboard the cruise ship.
I'm ecstatic that she was actually found alive. We just thought that that was crazy that after she was treading water for about 10 hours that that was even possible.
Both Marafiotti and Longstaff were speaking on NBC's Today Show. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.